This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coonan, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. How is everybody this fine Friday?
I'm just glad we don't have James Harden on our team. That's all.
Yeah, I heard he does not win your fan favorite.
No, I mean, there's something about effort, and, you know, this is the one thing I love about our star. Some people may think it gets old. Every time I see Trey on social media, you know where Trey's at? Working out. You know where Trey's at? In the gym. You know what Trey's saying? Every day I try to get better. That's what I want from my star, Steve Coonan.
Well, that's what you shall have.
Well, the Sarah K. Spencer article that came out in the AJC, it was kind of like, Steve, he listened to what Tony Ressler had to say last week. It's almost like he was kind of reiterating some of those points.
Well, Trey actually did reference in the podcast that he did listen to what Travis has said and what Tony said, and, you know, he is aligned with that. Trey is an incredibly important piece of this franchise and understands what he needs to do and where improvement needs to come from. But what you're talking about with last night is a historical precedent that we've seen from the Philadelphia guard. And they have some interesting decisions, because I think he can renew for 4 years or 5 years at $276 million.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, Steve, we just said earlier, I mean, of all places to pull that thing that he pulled last night, which is a fraud, is Philadelphia. You know, the respects effort is a blue-collar town, and, you know, that's the antithesis of what they're looking for.
You know, interesting, 2 seasons in a row out in the second round with controversy around their team.
Yeah, well, we took care of our business this year. It was the Heat. We're talking with Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, guys. As our offseason won't officially start, as we always say, until the end of the finals, but there are intriguing things that are going on. So now we've heard from the owner. We hear from the CEO right here every week. We've heard from our star, Trey Young, who finally spoke to Sarah at the AJC and AJC.com in the podcast. But, Steve, as we talk about all these things that may or may not happen, Trey said yesterday, we know that there could be changes. And he said all he expects is the guys that are back, that they try to improve. And I thought that was interesting, because even as the star, there are guys that you get friendships with and you want to keep, but he knows that change is coming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can be any clearer than we have been, you know. And part of it is free agencies and expiring contracts with us. Part of it is the desire to bring a championship to Atlanta is absolutely the driving force. And, you know, look, I was very happy to see Miami win the series, because if we lose, I want to lose to the people who win.
Right. I'm with you there, yeah.
You know, so, and there's some talented folks on Philadelphia. You can't write them all off. Miami plays really tough defense, and they're coached by a phenomenal coach, and they suffered some of the things we did, but you take those back to the shop and you learn, and that's what is happening as we speak.
I don't want to get you on message boards in Philadelphia, but I mean, when a guy is considered one of the elite players, like Harden puts that out there, I mean, it's not good for the NBA, Steve. I mean, because people say, and then, because if you don't follow the NBA, you see a guy go for 11 points, become a non-factor, and get rewarded with an unbelievably huge contract next year.
Well, I mean, first of all, it hasn't happened. Second of all, I don't think, you know, I don't think what happened last night necessarily is a reflection of what his capabilities. Let's go back 2 or 3 games ago. You know, Harden literally won game 3 and game 4 in company with Embiid. But you look last night, that team looked beaten in the first quarter, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Yeah. Let's talk about what's going on. The news, I think it came down earlier this week, that we, I'm talking about our Hawks, are actually going to play over in the Middle East in a preseason game. Can you talk about this? This is from the league, and, well, you know, I think it's really cool that our guys get a chance to go over there, but, you know, the NBA and its globalization of taking the game all over the place, now that we're hopefully past COVID, we're seeing this come back, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been sitting on this news for a few months. We, talking with the league, would like to be able to take our team around the world. We'd like to be a global brand. The NBA and the leadership of Abu Dhabi, for the very first time, are bringing NBA basketball. They have a brand new 15,000-person arena, and it's an area of the world that the NBA's never ventured into. So the Milwaukee Bucks and us have agreed, and we're headed over there in early October. And I'm really, really excited to be playing on a global stage. And I think when we talk about our star and we talk about our team, this is how you become a global franchise, by exposing yourself to different audiences. So we're very excited. We're looking forward to the trek over, 19 hours over there.
Right.
And we're going to create a great experience for our players where they see different cultures and learn about different parts of the world. So this is the kind of thing that great franchises get to do, and I'm very, very excited to be part of it.
I got, you know, friends we met at the race down in Miami that have been over there for the Formula One race, and Abu Dhabi is just, I mean, the I know it's a Muslim country, but they've got these Western zones where the party scene is just insane. I mean, every famous chef, every nightclub, everything, it's all there. So I think when the players have some downtime, they will enjoy themselves.
Well, Puffy K is going to hit the A, you know, hit it.
That's awesome.
By the way, I will give you I will donate $1,000 to charity if I can get a picture of you in a robe and the headdress and the whole thing.
Done.
Carl, there you go. Deal. We'll be looking forward to that in the fall.
Done. You'll have the photo tomorrow.
No. It has to come authentically. And if you're on a camel, I'll make it $2,000.
Done. I don't think I'm going to get a camel. But, you know, this is exciting, and this is, you know, where we want to take the Hawks, to be a global franchise.
Right. And a global brand. And Giannis, the Greek freak, obviously, and Trey, you can't beat that, and that's solid.
Absolutely. We actually sent Harry the Hawk over there for the press conference at 3:30 in the morning Atlanta time. And so they asked if Harry could come, and I said, sure, he can fly. Ba-da-boom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I was going to say, because, you know, they go hunting with, like, eagles and condors and stuff over there. That might not end well for Harry.
Yeah. And by the way, I would not buy life insurance on Harry.
Hey, Steve Kuhn, what do you think about the Falcons schedule? It is the ninth toughest schedule in the NFL, according to teams that had, you know, winning records last year. Big schedule drop last night in the NFL. It is always a big day. What did you make of it?
You know, it's an interesting time because schedule drops have become marketing opportunities. And I thought the marketing piece that they did, I'm trying to remember what the name of the thing was, that this thing dropped into that thing, so I apologize, I can't.
Oh, you're talking about the Falcons video?
Yeah, the video.
That was really well done. It was cute.
Yeah, because that's what it's all about for the teams, is can we outmarket the other teams?
Right.
So, but, you know, I look at the schedule, and obviously, starting with the Saints, the league knows what a rivalry that is, but I think both teams aren't, you know, it should be an interesting first game. It should be a very interesting first game. I wish there were a few better storylines. I would have loved if Matt was coming back with the Colts. I don't see a lot of storyline games in here, but Pittsburgh will travel a lot of people. The Bears will travel a lot of people.
Yeah, Georgia fans will get to see Justin Fields for that.
Cleveland will travel a lot of people. So I think it'll be really good for the city. I think a lot of folks are going to be in town, you know. And then ending with Tampa Bay on that 17th game should be interesting to see, you know, if that's a game of consequence or not. I think they have one Thursday night road game, right?
That is correct. That's the Thursday night game on Amazon against
Carolina.
Yeah.
So not a ton of marquee games, but that's unfortunately what happens unless you're, you know, competing at the highest levels. But the The NFL does just an incredible job. I found myself toggling between the basketball games, which were kind of all blowouts last night, and the schedule release. And it's like, wow, grown man, could read it online, but I'm going to watch 3 hours of schedule release.
In addition to one of the greatest NBA executives alive, a TV guy, Carl, NBA on TNT, that was Steve's brainchild. He cut up the whole idea. And so what do you think of Brady making the move after this last season and the money they're paying at Fox? And I mean, he's never failed at anything, but what do you think he's going to do in the broadcast booth?
I think he's going to be great. You know, I think there's a lot of confusion. The money is complex in the way that it's allocated, because you're going to see Tom doing a lot of commercials with Fox advertisers and things like that. But literally, Fox has pushed their chips all in. And as we've seen, I think 84 of the top 100 TV shows the last couple of years have been NFL games. So Fox sold their scripted studios. Fox is really news, you know, and sports. And I think 42% of their primetime lineup is in sports. So Tom should become the face of that network. And that's a very handsome face to have fronting your network. And I think he'll do an incredible job whenever that happens. Wouldn't it be cool if he, like, started at 61?
He plays 10 more years. Right.
Exactly. It's like, wait, who is that guy? We don't want him now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The Manning cast has got its own, you know, following. I just think, and Steve, you know this, being an executive as far as, you know, TV years, there's so many ways to watch these games now. And
well, wait till you see what Amazon does.
Okay.
I'm not gonna give away too many details, but I think what you're really going to see, what Manning cast showed, is that you can bring in incremental audiences that might not watch the game if you can find a differentiated way.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see a really unique approach with multiple different ways, more than just one, on Amazon. And I think it's really smart, especially if you can start talking to those younger generations that aren't easy to reach.
Yeah, you got to capture
traditional TV.
Well, and to your point, the hardcore fans like us are going to watch the game, right? But how do you get those fringe people in? And if you bring in likable personalities, to your point, and they're talking about other things that may not be as, you know, game related, but you've got that audience, you're going to win. Steve, we got to run. Great job as always. We appreciate
you. Go to work,
you.
Fellas. Have a good weekend.
Right on.
Mike, I'm glad to see you're just spending the weekend with us common people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.